AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of people are dead following a 7.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Nepal. Close to 700 dead in that mountainous South Asian nation, including at least 8 in an avalanche that struck a base camp full of hundreds of climbers and guides on Mount Everest. Buildings throughout Kathmandu, the capital, have been badly damaged or destroyed. The AP's Binaz Gurupacharya reports from there.
There's been a lot of aftershocks after the earthquake, which happened at exactly midday. So most of the people in Kathmandu are out on the streets, and the government has a warning saying not to go back to their houses yet as a precaution. So the streets and the open grounds have been filled with people, scared people.
20 deaths have been reported in India, 6 in Tibet, 2 each in China and Bangladesh. Protesters who've been demonstrating this week over the Baltimore police custody death of Freddie Gray promised to shut the city down with a march today. Malik Shabazz is president of the Black Lawyers for Justice.
I don't see any justice. I don't see anyone under arrest. I don't see anyone under possible indictment. All we see is stonewalling.
Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says Gray should have been given medical treatment before he was put into a police van following his arrest.
Quite frankly, that's exactly where Freddie Gray should have received medical attention, and he did not.
6 police officers, including a lieutenant and a sergeant, have been suspended with pay because of the incident. A labor dispute once again threatens to disrupt business at some West Coast ports. Union truck drivers who haul the goods from the port complex in Southern California could vote this weekend to stay away from the ports in Long Beach and Los Angeles as soon as Monday. This is AP Radio News. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a spike in the number of HIV and hepatitis C cases among intravenous drug users in one Indiana county could be a sign of a national trend.
The CDC is warning a hepatitis C epidemic and a rise in intravenous drug use could spark new HIV outbreaks. In Scott County in southern Indiana, the number of positive HIV tests so far this year has jumped to 142. There were just 3 HIV cases there between 2009 and 2013. Health departments around the country are being urged to take steps to identify and track HIV and hepatitis C cases in an effort to prevent similar outbreaks. Health officials say high rates of hepatitis C are key indicators of needle sharing. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Houston Rockets have a 3-0 lead in their NBA playoff series with Dallas after beating the Mavericks 130-128. The Wizards are also up 3-0 with their 107-99 win over Toronto. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.